I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today marks the beginning of a new presidential administration in the United States as Joe Biden's inaugurated. But how will this affect U.S. policy on international religious freedom? Rex Rogers of Sat7 USA tells us.
In general, I have always appreciated the Trump administration's support for religious freedom internationally. And I'm hoping under the Biden administration, there will be a continuation of support in general for what we'd call First Amendment freedoms, or what the UN would call basic human rights.
Most countries have laws allowing for some kind of religious expression, but some don't allow people to change their religion freely. Rogers says Christians are experiencing record levels of persecution around the world, often because they share their faith with others. Read the full story at missionnews.org. And Farms International was able to help people experiencing poverty last year. Through their interest-free microloan programs, Farms works with local churches to form a committee and give loans to Christian families. Now, this model creates sustainable income. And Executive Director Scott Clifton says an added bonus last year was how ministry remained effective, even during a pandemic, because of this local stewardship. Right now, they've got 17 programs in 9 countries, but they're looking to grow this year by starting 4 new programs. Clifton says this is a decision they've spent a lot of time thinking and praying about.
We want God's wisdom. We don't believe that growth for the sake of growth is a good thing. We believe that that's where God is pointing us.
As Farms tackles new challenges and programs this year, pray for continued wisdom. To learn more about the ministry or find your place in the story, go to missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.